Nuclear power and energy. Nuclear power is cited, including by some in the trade union movement, as part of the solution for a zero-carbon energy alternative. Boris Johnson's government has given the green light to France's state-owned EDF and China's GNPG to build a new nuclear power station at Sizewell in Suffolk. EDF are also building Hinckley C in Somerset. Socialists oppose nuclear power. It's not safe. The Chernobyl, Fukushima and Three Mile Island nuclear disasters underline that reality. Building nuclear power stations is also massively expensive. Commissioned in 2008 at an estimated cost of £4 billion, Hinckley C's current cost is over £22.5 billion. The issue of radioactive waste, a byproduct of the fission process, is another major factor, as it has to be stored safely for thousands of years. The trade union movement should campaign for the nationalization of the energy sector under workers' control. This should be linked to a massive program of state investment into renewables and other carbon-free technologies, energy-efficient production and housing. These alone would constitute a massive job creation program with guaranteed jobs without loss of pay for workers moving over from the fossil fuel industries. Transport should also be publicly owned to allow for worker-controlled transition to electric buses, cars, and trains. This year, the workers and the Unite Union at the GKN Automotive Factory in Birmingham drew up a plan to move the factory to sustainable car production. This echoed the 1976 Lucas Plan, when aerospace workers proposed a plan to move to socially useful production. In other words, put the workers' movement in charge of a transition to carbon-free production, based on nationalization of the economy, rather than profit-hungry capitalism.